Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode, we're here. And that's really all that matters.
We're here and we're queer. And that's what matters.
So eat my tears.
You're so funny. How's it going? How was your week?
It was... okay, I have a cold, so I'm annoyed and have been coughing, so I haven't gotten the most sleep all week. Oof. So it's been like off and on and terrible. And like last night, I went to bed at 11 something. I went to bed at like 9 something. I didn't go to sleep until like 11. And then I had to get up at 2. Well, I had to get up at 3 because I had to go and do not new hiring orientation. I had to go into work by 4 to get set up and ready for a training that I have. So I'm tired and I have a cold and it's gross here.
Well, we could have delayed this.
Oh, it's fine. I would still have a cold tomorrow anyway.
That's true. Unfortunate, but accurate.
And tomorrow I'm going to go get my hair cut and... I was going to go get my car washed, but it's supposed to snow on Sunday, so I don't see the point. No, it's supposed to snow on Monday. So I don't see the point in getting my car washed when it's supposed to snow.
Right. It
doesn't make sense to me.
Not make sense.
Aside from that, not much, just work and all that jazz. How about you? How's your week been?
Well, I missed 2 days of work this week.
No, why?
Monday, let me backtrack a little bit. I don't know if I've mentioned on the podcast before, but one of the fun leftovers that I have from cancer is that any time that I am getting ready to sneeze, I will feel the most intense nausea of my life until I sneeze. So on Monday, I was at work and all of a sudden I started feeling this like intense wave of nausea. And I was just like, oh, I'm getting ready to sneeze, you know, whatever, it's fine. But I didn't really feel like I was going to sneeze because normally right after the sensation, I immediately feel the urge to sneeze. Like, but I didn't. And then I just kept not sneezing. And the nausea just kept staying.
Ew.
So I ended up messaging my boss and being like, hey, I'm so sorry, but I've got to go home. I am so nauseous. I'm really worried I'm going to throw up. And she was like, yeah, of course, no big deal. Go home, feel better. And I was like, thank you so much. And then I'm on my way home and the migraine hits.
Ew.
So it was because of the migraine that I was feeling nauseous. So I had a migraine for 2 days.
X, that's fun.
Like, I just got to lay in bed in the dark, wishing I was dead. but, you know, girl things. No, I'm just kidding because I'm not a girl. Bless you. He just sneezed.
And there's typically two, but that was just one. And I almost spat my cough drop across the room. Thankfully, I'm not a monster and I cover my mouth when I sneeze. So I caught it with my hand.
That's so funny. But yeah, so, but other than that, it was a pretty okay week. Like, work wasn't terrible.
That's good. But you're feeling okay now.
Yeah, I still have a headache, but it's no longer migraine levels.
I don't know that I've ever actually had a migraine. I think I've had headaches that are really bad, but I don't think I've ever had a migraine.
So, sorry, I had to have a drink. My throat was a little dry. So, like, the main difference between a headache and a migraine is usually a migraine is accompanied by... the lights are too bright, sounds are too loud. Like, literally, the light, any sound is making your head hurt even worse. Sometimes you can have nausea with it. Sometimes you can have these things called auras, where everything you look at has like a little halo around it. Like, migraines suck. And I never, I shouldn't say never. I used to only get them really when I was getting ready to start my period, or like when I was on my period. But I don't have periods anymore. So I don't know.
Maybe your body's like, it's that time.
I guess so. But like, I'm just over here like, man, I haven't had anything, like any uterus or anything, for almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years in July. Was it June or July? That I can't remember now. It was a little bit traumatic.
So have you seen Wicked yet?
Demi? I haven't.
Oh, I was going to talk about it, but if you haven't seen it, I bought it because I bought it on Amazon because I had a Amazon gift card from work that someone they give one out every year as like a thank you for doing well with the Grow program. Mm-hmm. So he gave me $100 Amazon gift card. Sorry. And so I paid for the movie because it was like you could rent it for $20 or you could buy it for $40. And I was like, why would you ever rent something for $20 when you could buy it for $40?
Right.
So I bought it and I watched it and it's good. I think there are some segments that are like, these aren't really necessary. And I have found, like, I've watched it twice now and I find myself skipping through some of them. Because I'm like, these aren't necessary. These are annoying. And I feel like it's 2 hours and 40 minutes, but it doesn't seem like there's much substance in it for it to be 2 hours and 40 minutes. Because you literally just find out who Alphabet is. They meet at Shits University or whatever. Shiz University. Fight a little bit, then they become really good friends, and then she meets the wizard and finds out he's not as good as he has been letting on and turns against him, and then it comes on and it's like, okay, that was there wasn't much in it. And I'm like, it's a good movie, the songs are good, but I'm finding myself only really enjoying the one at the end. Not right. Because it's the one at the end. What is it called?
Defying gravity.
Yes, that's the one that I like the most. Popular, it's annoying because it's too perky and peppy and I want to kill myself whenever I hear it. But I did find myself kind of starting to tear up. There's a part where they're dancing at the Oz Dust Bowl and I started to tear up.
Aww.
So it's a very touching scene. So if you would like, I can provide you with my Amazon login information and you could watch it if you want to at some point. Although, sure. be ready to cry.
Oh, yeah. Well, we know that if you were tearing up, I'm going to be full-blown sobbing.
Listen, I'm not a monster.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, if you're tearing up, then I'm going to be sobbing.
All of our four listeners are like, this person's a monster. Although most of them know me, so it's like,
I was gonna say,
I think all of them know me, so it's like, that's funny.
But no, for the record, you're not a monster. But also, yes, for the record, I would love to watch. I keep telling myself that I'm going to take myself out to the movies, but I'm so tired after work that I just don't feel like it.
No. I don't know. I think it's, like, to me, it's a little too expensive to go to the movies, and then I don't like having to deal with other people, and if someone ruins my experience, I want to murder them.
That's fair.
And I shouldn't have that feeling.
Right. Right. But I've definitely been there.
Yeah.
That's why I usually wait to go to movies until they're just about to leave the theater. Because I enjoy going and watching movies in the theater. Yeah. Like, it's one of my favorite things. Like, a lot of my favorite memories with you are from us going and watching movies in the theater.
Me dragging you to Scream.
Oh, my God.
You're like, Scream and then the Resident Evil movies. I drag Sarah to the movies and they go, I haven't even seen the other ones. I'm like, it doesn't matter. You don't care. Just come with me. I'm not going by myself.
That's how I saw Halloween and Friday the 13th as well, was because the remake of Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
We went and saw in theaters. And then that one Halloween movie, like, not the most recent one, because I know they just came out with another one, but like the one right before it, I guess. I don't know. There was one a couple of years back that we saw together as well. And then, what else have I seen out of turn?
You and Sam went with me and we watched A Star Is Born?
No.
Who went with us?
I don't know.
But maybe I didn't go with you.
It was not me.
Oh.
Because I have not seen A Star Is Born.
Who did I go with then?
I don't know. Must have been your other bitches.
But we did go see Cinderella together. We did. I think we the three of us.
Together. We also saw Carrie, the remake of Carrie.
Oh, yeah. She's coughing. I have given her my cold over the Zoom.
No, my throat is just really dry. I don't know why. But anyway, but you know, you, me, and Ryan went and saw It.
Chapter one
in theaters. That was fun. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, speaking of chapters, but you were going to move on to another movie.
I was going to mention another movie.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the one movie that I regret seeing in theaters, though, was that fucking Hop. Was it called Hop?
With the rabbit?
The Easter Bunny and fucking James Marsden or whatever.
Well, there was an issue when we went and saw that, though.
There was.
Like, the whole theater kind of just screwed up and it ruined the entire experience. But it was also a stupid movie.
It was also a really stupid movie.
Terrible movie.
But anyway, what were you going to say about chapters?
So I think I've decided if I ever write a memoir, I think I've decided on the title.
Oh, yeah.
And like the first like little excerpt. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be The Hillbilly Homo. And the first little excerpt, it would be like, if you look at me, you would never think that I come from a very low income and redneck family. And that's like the first sentence.
Love that. I mean,
maybe like the recovering or born again hillbilly homo.
Do you want to use the phrasing born again?
No, not really. But I was thinking about it last night while I was trying to fall asleep, and I was like, what would be kind of insane? And then I realized J.D. Vance has his book is like The Hillbilly Billionaire or Millionaire or something like that. And I was like, how much do you think it would piss him off if a giant faggot wrote a story about him being a homosexual and it call it the hillbilly homosexual or hillbilly homo?
Like, now I feel like you have to do it.
How much do you think it would really just kind of stick in his craw that he's like, look at this man out here living his life as a homosexual while I'm in my closet with my family and my eyeliner that I'm going to wear and say that it's not really eyeliner.
Oh my God. It's so funny. No. And then, of course, obviously, I feel like we can't have the podcast without mentioning the fucking TikTok ban.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen with that, because the Biden administration basically said they're not going to enforce it, which I don't know why it would matter, because it's not even like when it goes into effect. It's one day of his administration, the end of the administration, the Biden administration, and then it, the orange orangutan takes over. Mm-hmm.
So, if he, it, I guess my thing is like, couldn't he use his presidential privilege to just...
He could have, to veto the bill.
Yeah.
But because they wrapped it up in a humanitarian aid bill as well, he couldn't veto a bill that had humanitarian aid in it.
Right.
So they kind of forced it through Congress and then forced the sitting president to have to sign it, because you can't not sign a bill for humanitarian aid.
Right.
That's the thing with Congress. I don't understand how they're allowed to just put all of these things in a bill and just pass it and say, oh, this is fine. This has absolutely nothing to fucking do with anything that we're putting in the actual bill that we want to get passed. But right. So that we can get it passed, we're going to put it in this bill too.
Yeah. And I don't understand that either. But I think the thing that I also don't understand is what the fuck? Because there's so many other things that could really use our attention right now.
Yeah.
But we're worried about a fucking app.
And I think like it just annoys me so much, because they're like, they don't care that there are over 170 million people that use it and that kind of get entertainment out of it. They also don't care that it's a very big maker of money in the United States, and a lot of people rely on the income that they get from TikTok. And it's not the same to switch from TikTok to another platform, because nothing is like TikTok.
Right.
There is no other platform. You can say, well, they can go to Threads, or they can go to whatever the hell it's called in Instagram, because I don't even use it. I hate it.
Reels.
They can use Reels, and it's the same thing. It's like, no, it's not. And YouTube isn't the same thing. You can't monetize on YouTube until you have at least, I think, 10,000 followers. You can't do any monetization. And people are not likely to switch platforms that easily.
Not to mention that the tools are going to be different. So it's not as easy to make these videos on another platform.
Yeah. I mean,
because another platform doesn't have all the same tools.
Most of the people that I have followed say that they also use CapCut, and CapCut is part of ByteDance, so they're going to be getting rid of CapCut too. So the tool that they typically use to edit and post their videos onto TikTok is no longer available, because they're taking away TikTok, but also CapCut, and then Lemonade or whatever it is. That people are like, well, I'm just going to go over to this one. It's like, no, it's also owned by ByteDance. They're getting rid of it too. Mm-hmm. And then the whole thing, have you seen the like red book or red note app? So there's an app that's a Chinese app, and I have no idea what the actual name of it is, but the like American translation is red book or red note. But it's an app it's basically the TikTok, the Chinese version of TikTok and what they have there. And a lot of people from TikTok have switched over to it. But like, if you look in the app store, and you download it, you type in Red Note, it comes up and you can download it. But the thing with it is, I'm in iTunes. I looked into it, and I've heard some people talk about it, where the issue with it is that because it's a Chinese owned and operated. So there's the, oh, you can't see. There's, I'll do the YouTuber thing. Come on. There, come on. There it goes.
Okay. All right.
But anyways, so because it's Chinese owned, if you say anything that's political, if you say anything that is against China, if you say anything that is LGBTQIA plus related, it gets removed and you get banned because those are not acceptable in China.
Right.
So no LGBTQIA plus content can be published because it gets removed. So it's not the same, and people that are of the LGBTQIA plus community should not be going over to it because their voices will be silenced as well.
Right.
And it's just frustrating. And I've seen a bunch of people say, oh, well, Meta's going to look into buying it, and I don't want Zuckerberg to get it. And then
I don't want Zuckerberg to get it either.
Musk is trying to buy it too. And then the most recent one
up X.
The most recent one is the Liberty Project is trying to buy it. They put in a bid to purchase it.
All right.
It's like no one's going to use it if any of those three get access to it.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. So they're basically it's going to be shut down anyway, unless something can unless for some reason the orange orangutan decides he wants to not get rid of it anymore. It's frustrating.
I don't understand. There's so many things about this country that I just don't understand why we do these things and why we allow it to continue when everything is made up and we can literally change it.
Because people are brain dead.
I'm just like, we don't have to live like this. It doesn't have to be this way. Everything is made up anyway. It's all made up. So let's change it. Like, what the fuck? So annoying. Yeah, I've been on TikTok, downloading my videos. Because, that's my stuff. I enjoyed making those videos. They're dumb. But, I enjoy them. So, I'm going and saving them before it's all gone. You just think that we would have better things to do with our time than have to pass a fucking bill against an app. But not only that, though, but, doesn't this go against freedom of speech? You're muted.
No, not according to the Supreme Court, no.
Which, is wild to me because...
So, I do understand to a certain extent the law that they're basing their kind of reasoning behind, because it wasn't the ban, it wasn't just it's going to get banned. The bill said that it either need to be sold or it was not allowed to be used in the United States. Do I agree with that? No. Because the people that pass the law don't understand how it actually works, and the fact that just because the ByteDance is owned, the operations is 100% in the United States. The Chinese government doesn't have access to it. And if they did, they also have access to Meta. They also have access to X. They have access to all of our social media accounts. And if they don't, they can get them. Because guess what? It's not that hard to hack into Meta or X Twitter. I'm going to call it Twitter. That's the one time I think that dead naming is totally fine.
Right. Because who the fuck wants to call it X? Him. He wants to call it X. But dear God, it's Twitter. It will always be Twitter.
Also, have you seen the thing recently? This is just going to be a ranting video, I guess, or a ranting episode, I guess, where they launched, SpaceX launched a rocket and it exploded.
No.
They launched it, lost control of it, and then it exploded. And it was an unmanned rocket into space. And there's all these videos of it falling back into space, and it does look really cool, but it's also that's $2 billion that you just wasted.
Yeah. That could have gone to feed people, house people.
But then I keep commenting every time someone posts about it. I'm People are dying, Kim.
Oh my God.
So every time I see something like that, or something stupid that is like, this is, why are we talking about this? People are dying. I just say, people are dying, Kim, in the comments, in the comment section. Cause it's like, there's other things that are more important than some billionaire's project blowing right up in space. And the other thing that we should be talking about is the fact that the EPA should be suing him, because a bunch of flights had to be diverted and had to dodge the debris from his rocket.
Oh my God. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but there's falling debris from the sky because some man with a tiny penis decided that he needed to prove his worth.
What else can we talk about?
I mean, honestly, the world is our oyster.
Ryan and I are going to go to a place called Massimo for Sunday.
Nice.
It's an Italian place. We went to it last year too. It was okay. We're doing it because he wants to go. I'm not a huge fan of Italian food. We've talked about it on here before, I think, mainly when we talk about pasta.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm not a huge fan of Italian food is because there's it's all either pasta or fried food. Like, there's not much in between.
Right.
And I'm like, I usually, whenever we go somewhere, I usually just end up getting risotto, which is fine because I love risotto. But we just had it yesterday.
Ah.
So we're going to go there, but I'll probably have risotto, which is fine. And then I might have a glass of red wine. Who knows? Or white wine. I might do a white wine.
Just to change things up.
Well, if I'm getting risotto, white wine goes better with risotto.
I have no idea how pairing works, TDH. What was I gonna say?
It's supposed to snow.
I know, it's supposed to snow here, apparently. Either Monday or Tuesday, I don't remember which one. But anyway.
And just for reference, Sarah lives in Texas. Oh, remember.
Yeah. I live in Texas.
I saw a post yesterday that was like someone digging into a chunk of ice, and they said, we have hurricanes. We have something else. We have Greg Abbott. We have Ted Cruz. We're not supposed to have this. Talking about the freezing cold weather, and they were in Florida, or no, Texas.
Yeah. Oof. Fair. Reasonable. Like, we already have to deal with all this other bullshit. But I mean, you know, it is what it is. It's because our planet is dying, and so this is what happens.
California is literally on fire.
Literally on fire.
I am starting to freak out, and I know you don't care because you don't really... Well, not that you don't care. It's... You aren't interested in them. Shane Dawson and Ryland Adams. They haven't posted anything since December, and I'm like freaking out that I don't know what's going on. They're not updating on what's going on with them because they live near like where the fires are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how close, obviously, because I'm not an insane stalker.
Right.
But they talk about how they live close to like where the Kardashians and everybody live. And the Kardashians had to be evacuated at some point. Paris Hilton's house burned down.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of other people's houses burned down as well. It's like insane. And then the whole thing with Congress putting strings attached to the disaster relief funding. Have you heard this?
No, but I'm not surprised.
They're putting strings on it that say that they have to take steps to take, they have, they're required to take steps in order to receive the money. It's like, did you do that with any of the other, like the hurricane relief funds that were released? No, you didn't. Why is that?
Because California is a blue state.
It's insane.
I know.
This is getting very political today.
It is very political today, but I mean, sometimes we just have to dive in, I guess. Not much else you can talk about. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. You were talking about you and Ryan are going out to dinner, and I remembered that Valentine's Day is coming up this next month, and it's my year to plan our Valentine's Day, because every other year it's my turn, and then he plans the others.
Are you going to sacrifice a Republican?
No. But I mean, I could add it to the agenda.
Okay.
But we are going to go to this place called Tokyo Steakhouse. I'm very excited because I've never been there before. But they do steak and sushi. So.
A little surf and turf?
A little surf and turf. I'm very excited.
They're gonna get their surf and turf on, everybody.
But yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, I know you don't care about Valentine's Day, but...
I don't, because it's also Bobo's birthday.
That's right. I forgot it was his birthday.
And that's more important to me, and it should be more important to the rest of the world.
It is. It is. That's also the day I found out that I had cancer. So.
It's also the day that Sarah found out she's a whore.
I came out of the womb knowing I was a whore. Thank you.
She came out looking for her pimp.
Exactly. Correct. I found him.
And then right she there. Became her own.
Oh, my God. But yeah. Yeah. Did you see who all is going to be playing at the inauguration?
I did. And I don't really care.
The Village People.
Yeah. That's just because it's not the original Village People that are involved. And the only person that is the original is a straight white guy. And he's really only in it for the money. I mean, he literally said, if people refer to it as a gay anthem, he will sue them for defamation. You can't change what it has been for how many years now? It was, what, in the 70s? Was that 70s or 80s?
Yeah, I think it was the 70s. Hold on.
You can't change what it's been for this many years, almost 50 years.
Okay, so it's a disco song, which means 70s. So 1978.
Oh, so it's 46.
Yep.
No, 47 this year, depending on when it was released. So yeah, almost 50 years. You can't change what it's been for 50 years because it was literally talking about doing the dirty-erty with men in the YMCA in New York.
Like
getting down on your knees and showing them a good time, slobbing on that knob.
Joy,
Sarah, where are we going with this?
I don't know.
But I mean, I did see something that said that there's an after party that potentially Snoop Dogg is going to be performing at, and I don't see that happening.
I don't see that happening either. Snoop Dogg, no.
Yeah, I think that was misinformation, which doesn't surprise me.
Right, because this whole party is built on misinformation.
Let's talk more about the fact that Michelle Obama isn't going, and now Bush, I don't think Obama's going to be there, and someone else isn't going to be there. Or the Clintons.
Oh, yeah.
And whenever they released that Michelle Obama wasn't going to be there, everybody was talking about how disrespectful it is for her not to be there. And it's like, Donald Trump didn't go to the inauguration of Joe Biden.
Right.
Why? Like, Joe Biden shouldn't even go to his. Like, they shouldn't even meet in the White House. But because Joe Biden is a classy man that actually believes in the transfer of the successful transfer of power, he's going to do what he's supposed to do as the president and actually pass it on.
Right.
Does he have to be nice about it? No.
I don't understand.
I don't either. I'm kind of over this United States bullshit. And I really do wish that Canada would just buy New England and California and the West Coast. Because that would cripple the United States.
True.
That's what I don't think people understand. It's like the people that make the most money for the United States is the New England area.
Right.
California, it's literally like the fifth largest GDP.
Yeah.
In the world, not in the United States, in the world.
Yeah. California makes a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think I've run out of rants.
Aside from going to get dinner on Sunday, or lunch on Sunday, I don't really have much planned. I have school stuff that I need to get done, and then that's about it. What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I am going to try to hang out with one of my friends. But other than that, not a whole lot. I'm pretty much just going to stay home. Or if I do go out, I'm going to go and drive for Uber Eats, try to make up some of the money I missed out on not being able to work.
Oh, speaking of, I have an update on my debit card saga.
Oh, yeah.
The fraud paperwork or fraud claim was approved. They reversed a lot of the, like, almost half the charges. And then reimbursed me over $299.
Oh, nice.
So all of it came back to my account. So
yay.
All is right in the world again.
Yay.
Although I can't go to that Five Guys because I don't trust them anymore.
Right. Obviously.
And then the craziest thing happened. So did you go to that Madrid bakery with us when you were here?
I think so. Yes.
Okay, it's like black and white on the outside.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Okay. So we went there Sunday after we went to lunch and got some coffee. And then I was like, ooh, I kind of want a tart. There was a key lime tart. So I ordered one and I was like, you know what? I want one too. So we got two of them. Mm-hmm. And then we usually get them and we bring them home and like put them in the fridge and let them. And then we eat them later. So I went to go get mine while we were watching something. I don't remember what we were watching that night. And I bit into it and I started eating and I was like, that's weird. And then I felt it with my tooth and there was like a shard of plastic in it. At first I was like, is that glass? And I was like, no, it's not glass. It's too soft to be glass. It's not glass. And it was a shard of plastic. So I called them and I was like, hey, I don't know if you guys, like, if something happened and you got a, like, this, but we just came in this morning or this afternoon and got two key lime tarts and there was a shard of plastic in one of them. And they were like, oh, wow, sorry. So we'll throw that batch out. And then they were like, if you want to call the baker, they're not here right now. They're at the other location that we just recently opened. But they're getting ready to close, so they might not be there either. I was like, well, do you want to just take down my information? And then if they need to call me for whatever reason, they can. And they took down my information. Haven't heard anything. You would think that if a customer called you and told you that there was a shard of plastic in the food that you gave them, you would call them to see if you could gather any information about it.
Right.
But no.
That's wild.
Which sucks because I really like them, and I we'll still go back, which because we really like them, and that's we've never had an issue before.
Right.
But it's just like, that's so weird that you wouldn't even call and say, hey, we are so sorry that this happened. Like, they don't even have to give me anything. Just an apology would be fine. But
right.
I don't know.
Wow.
Because we really like their coffee and we really like all their treats, their baked goods that they have.
Yeah.
But no longer will I get the key lime tart, which sucks because I love citrus tarts.
Well, the next time I come to visit you, I will make my key lime tarts. And then you can have that. And there won't be any plastic in it.
Well, that's questionable.
Ouch.
I might get food poisoning too.
I've never given someone food poisoning.
That's because you hardly ever cook for anybody. Thank God.
I've never given myself food poisoning.
Are we sure about that?
Yes.
Are we sure about that?
Yes, because I've had food poisoning.
Oh.
And I did not cook when I had the food poisoning.
Well, I'm going to go and try and figure out what to watch and also make some tea because I forgot that I need to make tea so that there's something to drink in here other than water and Coke.
Valid. Plus, tea would probably be a little more soothing for your throat.
Speaking of Coke, did you see, I can't remember what New Year's show it was, but Kristen Chenoweth, she was like, they went to different people and were asking them, like, what are they going to do differently in the new year? And she goes, have less Coke. And then she goes, wait, Coca-Cola.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So funny.
That is really funny. No, I don't drink Coke anymore. I drink Dr. Pepper.
Which is made by Coke, isn't it?
No. Nope. Dr. Pepper is actually a Texas brand. Born and raised here.
Gross. Oh, I did know that.
Like, I don't know. I got mad at Coca-Cola for doing something. I don't remember. I don't even remember. They do so many horrible things.
Well, have you seen that they put something out? It might have been actually AI now that I think about it. But they gave Donald Trump a inaugural Diet Coke can.
Okay.
Or something. I don't know. That was stupid.
Yeah. So I looked and I don't like Pepsi products really. I'll have a Mountain Dew like once in a blue fucking moon. Cause I'm not in my 20s anymore.
Wasn't that a Mountain Dew flavor? Once in a blue fucking moon at some point?
Probably.
Like, it feels like it has been. There's like Midnight. What was the other one? Code Red.
Baja Blast. They had their green and white label for a while, which was, I liked those. I think they had a green, a white, and a black label. And I liked those. But they got rid of those. But yeah, I don't really drink Pepsi products otherwise. And I was like, well, I'm not drinking Coke anymore. So I have to find somebody who's not either one of those. And Dr. Pepper is the only one that is not owned by either Coca-Cola or Pepsi.
Oh, yeah. Coca-Cola has Mr. Pibb.
Yeah.
Well, would you like to call it a podcast?
Yeah, I think we can call it a podcast.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So if we don't come up on the search engine, then we are not in that platform. If you would like us to talk about a specific product, fuck. No, I mean, yeah, if you would like us to talk about a product, get in touch, but
yeah, you're gonna have to pay us, but I mean, yes.
If there's a specific topic you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com. Or you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you'd like us to discuss on the podcast. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week since this will be coming out on Monday. And Sarah, enjoy your weekend.
You too.
Bye, everybody. Bye.